My name is Zhaoying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhaoying. My iPhone auto correct Zhaoying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe.
Well, let me just tell you, Zhaoying knows that in the free state of Florida, it's up to our people to decide. Pronouns should be banned. These woke ideologies, there's porn in the classrooms. It's clear who the choice is. I've been the man that showed up. And when I'm the president, there's going to be a new sheriff in town. So buckle up.
He has that weird smile thing. He does. Frightening.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm Zhaoying Summers. Welcome back to the Tiger Milk Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest. He came in from New York City to take Hollywood by storm. You name it, Golden Globe, Emmy, Golden Globe, the Emmy, whatever the fuck, Emily, whatever
Emily
it is.
Emily in Paris.
Emily in Paris. Matt has friends. This young, he's so young, it's shocking, but he is definitely, I would say the best impressionist of my generation, and he is a brilliant comedian. We work a lot together at the stand. It's amazing to see him blowing up and setting out the nation. Are you ready for the very funny Matt Friend?
I'm so excited.
Is that cute?
What an introduction, Zhaoying. Thank you for having me.
Emmys. How to say it?
Emmys.
The Emmys. I was going to do over care.
I like him. Emily in Paris more, though.
Yes. Yeah,
that's better.
Yes. She's fucking everybody.
Who is?
Emily.
The actress or Emily in Paris?
The actress.
Is that right? I thought she's engaged.
No. The actress is great.
But
the slut she plays.
You mean in the show?
Yeah, Emily,
right.
The character. She's fucking everybody.
She's
getting the...
Yeah, that's right.
Like a black British dick. That is like, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's true. That is some prize dick right there.
Yeah, I think that's what Paris does to you, though.
That's right.
You become a whore and you celebrate it.
Is that right?
Yeah, you're like, I had three dicks before. Now I need a croissant.
Okay, interesting. Good to know. Good to know. I'm going to Paris, baby.
I was going to do Uber Karen with you, but you have to do some weird, and I forgot I need to be Adam Carolla at 12:45.
Adam Carolla, yeah. I don't really do an Adam Carolla, but I did his show. I mean, what's the deal with all these minorities?
Well, the Chinese people, they don't go away. They stay, and they get a green card. No,
right, how. Right.
Yeah, you should do my accent.
I will not do that. Thank you.
How old are you again?
25.
I remember you were 25, but actually last year you were 24.
How old are you?
Old. I'm turning 34 this week.
Okay. Not really the same generation.
Yes,
okay,
I am. Right. Yeah, I am older than you.
Long as we're getting specific, right?
Yeah, as I say, I can breastfeed you.
Okay.
Yes, it's good.
Gotcha. You have to go to Paris for that.
Yes.
That was called a callback, and that's why they pay me.
Yeah,
keep
we
going.
Order coffee, and you need some milk, I'll be like...
Right,
just squeezing your mouth, and you can
Shoot
the fucking...
And this is why it's great that people can clip things out on social media, take that 20 seconds out of context, and then here we are.
Yep. Yeah. That is great. That's great. Tell me about your LA. You've been so busy. You're interviewing at Golden Globe.
It's unbelievable. It's been like the craziest start to the year. I did New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
Amazing.
So I did like a little comedy segment there, and then Golden Globes hired me to do my friend Jeremy, who's the best, and he's been plugging me in, and they put me at the Golden Globes on the carpet, and I was interviewing every celebrity, and I was doing impressions of them, and it was unbelievable. We had a big moment with Paul Giamatti where I was like, oh, Paul, you are my favorite person to do. I'm doing John Adams Paul, Chuck Rhodes Paul, and now the Holdovers Paul. And he goes, oh, that's very good. That is very good. Very good indeed. He was matching me.
I think it's so amazing. If we just listen to it, we wouldn't know which one is you, which
one
is Paul.
I like doing the Succession cast.
I love Succession. I am crazy. I saw they're all crazy about you.
Oh, hey, buddy. Buckle up, fucklehead. This is Tom Wamsgams. I have a dick the size of a red sequoia and I fuck like a bullet train. He is interesting.
So good.
People think that I kind of look like him. I don't know.
You look like him if he's cuter.
Oh, stop it, Zhaoying. Thank you.
I mean, it's okay. You're not my type. You're my baby. I feel like a pedophile if I ever fuck you. Like, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, gotcha.
For my career, I just can't do it. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I don't want to, do that to a beautiful young child.
I see.
Extremely talented.
Thank you.
I like Shiv. I like her acting. She's so great. Real. She's
Sarah
so
Snook.
Good.
She's amazing. Yeah, she's amazing.
That show is so good because it's every amazing. Character is disgusting and yeah, right. they are all bad.
Yeah, you know who is so nice though that night at the Globes? It was Kieran Culkin.
He plays
Roman.
It's his time now. I'm so happy.
Not only
for him.
Is it his time, but he is like really a cool guy. Yeah,
maybe awesome. Because you know, I think you guys. I saw the video you guys did.
He slapped me in the face.
Yeah, he did, and the side eye.
It was incredible.
He looked part Chinese when he's like,
"Oh boy, okay." I didn't say that. Yeah,
I said it. Right. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
works okay. if Jia Ying says it.
Yeah. So this is great. This is great.
I think so too.
I'm so happy for you. Remember, I think it was like last year we were talking about how hard it is to date as a comedian because your tour and people just they. There's people who like are chuckle fuckers. Like they don't really want to get to know you, and they keep asking to tell jokes. Right. You're like, oh, I'm coming.
I had a bit about that. Yeah. It was like if a girl matches me on Raya or on Hinge or something, and she'll be like, tell me a joke. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no other profession where you're asked to do your job.
Yeah.
In the app, I'm trying to think of the joke, but it's like if you're a lawyer, like they're not going to defend my case.
Get me out of
you know what I mean?
Yeah, get rid of the DUI.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or like it would be amazing if like a girl. Talk to a plastic surgeon. I'm like, give me a double D.
Right now. Yeah, now. In the app. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, before we have coffee, I want a double D.
Exactly.
If you can't give me that, how can you prove that you are the real doctor?
You can't. Take me to Paris, bitch.
Oh my God. I feel like Paris is just, it's so good. We think of it so romantic. It doesn't matter when. Winter, summer, anytime you go to Paris.
They have a new prime minister in France. This Macron, I think, is appointing him. That's right.
So what do you think
I like
about?
How you said that. I like, they have a new prime minister of France, Jay. Gay?
I don't know. Like, what the French think? French loves.
He's a good looking guy, though. He looks like he could be an Emily in Paris. As like Emily dates the prime minister.
I think he said on everything in Paris.
Like, he may be gay until he meets Emily, right?
Yeah. Every lamp, every fucking road, I mean, everything we see, we touch in Paris, I think he said on it.
Okay, good
it's
to know.
It's being his asshole. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty. That's why Paris stinks.
Right. Asshole.
Is that the body odor? Europeans don't
this
use
is, by the
deodorant.
Way, this is a PG podcast.
Europeans don't use deodorant.
Say it again.
European people, they don't use deodorant. They smell good.
Right.
I don't know why.
I have European ancestry, but I use a
what
lot
kind
of
species are you? Let me think. You are part Italian?
Italian, you
part,
think?
Part,
interesting.
Not all. Part
My mother wishes.
French?
She wishes.
You like. You are like.
I'm a Jew, baby.
Why would you ask me to be friend if you are a Jew?
I think it was Freund.
Freund?
Yeah, it's like German, Russian, little Polish.
Oh.
We have the same ancestry. Yeah.
That's
same
true.
Same thing.
Yeah. So you just like, you want to be Jew friendly, so you become friend?
Pretty much.
That's cute.
Jew friendly, yeah.
Jew friendly. That's nice.
Yes.
So are you seeing anybody?
Just out and about right now, yeah.
Out and about is like going on random dates and just like not really
dating. I'm single.
That's nice. Do you enjoy? I think it's very hard to be on the road and to really date somebody seriously. It takes a special lady.
There's a lot
lady.
Of movement right now for sure.
Takes a special lady. Like it has to be.
Do you have a boyfriend? I forget.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a boyfriend. It's very hard to date.
I see. Yeah, no, there's a lot of movement in this world right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like all of the girls are coming out as bi, but they only take dicks.
Jia Ying, do you have an announcement? She's going to join the Prime Minister of France as a member.
Yes, I do have a dick. I actually from Thailand. I am beautiful, but my dick can be big or small. It depends on how much you can take it.
I see.
Yeah, just give me a Paris green card or whatever.
Okay,
it is.
There
you go. I would fuck a gay prime minister for a Paris green card. That's how much I want to go to Paris. I want to join summers in Paris. I want to be in Paris. Yeah, I want Paris. I want all the hot. Like, I don't think guys in Paris are hot. Or like the tourists in Paris are hot.
The guys in Emily in Paris, that's unrealistic.
Yeah, like the hot guy is the Italian guy. Is that French? And then there's like a black guy.
Gabriel or whatever.
Yeah, Gabriel. Is that he's Italian? He's a chef.
Who isn't gay for Gabriel, right?
I hate chefs.
But yeah,
chefs are disgusting.
I
they
see.
Are
so
playboys.
So you must love the bear then, right?
I don't know. I don't like men who are chefs.
I see.
Because they just,
you like Jeremy Allen White? You like Jeremy Allen White?
He's cute.
He's the ultimate chef. Another very nice guy.
He's cute. I just feel like when men are chefs, they feel like they are God.
I mean, you know what? There is probably something like primal.
Primal.
To like prepare a meal. You know what I mean? Like know how to do that.
Yeah.
I would feel pretty fucking powerful too if I
like,
had all those.
Chefs have this like a, like they are so like snotty.
You know what? To be honest, that is a skill to feel confident in.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great, is like one of the ultimate skills.
Yeah, I can cook. I
can do celebrity impressions.
Yeah, but that's the best.
Oh, thank you.
That is the best. I love the one with Michael Bublé. We are actually all shocked about how well you can sing. It's fucking amazing.
Thank you.
I one of my favorite songs is the one Michael Bublé did with Barbara Streisand.
Oh, which one was that? What did they do? They did. It was. It was. I know what it was.
Summers.
It had to be you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, it had to be. Yeah, that was amazing. With Bublé, I was right. I do this thing on social media. I've gotten known for doing my impression of the person next to the person.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually all started organically. Like I would run into people in New York and everybody thinks I'm like TMZ or a stalker. The truth is.
But you are cute. They must think, you know.
Thank you. But Bublé was planned because we were filming a video for his new company. Then I went up to him and I did the thing. I was like, hello, friends. I'm Michael Bublé. And I'm here with, and he goes, Michael Bublé. And I go, out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum, baby. And we did like a whole medley together.
He literally passed out. He's like,
another summer day has come and gone away on Zhao Ying's podcast. I don't know. That was a nice one.
Yeah, I am digmatized. This is, I get that. I'm like a hopelessly romantic. I remember when I was trying to seduce a boy in middle school and I was ugly. So I was writing him love poetry.
You were never ugly. Come on.
Oh, thank you. I was writing him. Then I took a roomies. Poetry, I translated in Chinese. And he's like, you know what? I almost want to date you.
Oh, interesting. That's okay. Almost, that's the key word.
I mean, yeah, he's like, but I can't do that. My friends are gonna make fun of me. You're not pretty.
Right.
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah.
So, how like, is your parents, like, I think the Jewish moms are, they spoil their sons.
They what?
Mom, they spoil their son. Is your mom super sweet?
No, they're the best. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, like, the thing about comedy is there's kind of a stereotype, like an expectation of like, you kind of had like a very fucked up upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I was very lucky. I have an amazing family and very supportive parents. Very encouraging of me and what I want to do. And they are the best.
So what went wrong? So you are good looking and you are tall and you are a rich Jew who has loving parents. What made you funny? Like what happened? Is the dick department okay? How's the dick? Like is that
how's the dick? Well, so we could do a poll. But by the way, you may have noticed I've gone into Trump probably 8 times. The Donald Trump is
he's the most entertaining.
It's kind of just like a guy that I do when I have an internal monologue, right? But I don't know. It sounds so corny, but the truth is I literally just loved comedy as a kid. And I watched Austin Powers and I was obsessed with that and like old school show business.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of happened.
Okay.
Like, I didn't know when I was 4 years old that like there was all these things in comedy, but like mental illness and all, you know what I mean? Like, but that's a huge part of it. You know what I mean?
So do you ever, I'm pretty sure you did. Do you ever experience the passive aggressive, anti-Semitic remarks to people like people, you know, they are not friendly when they find out you are Jewish, but they try to be cute and sweet about it. Like they would say, "Oh, Jewish enough."
Absolutely,
like, you don't look Jewish enough. Do you have that kind of people tell you that you don't look Jewish enough?
No,
I just said it the first time.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm tall.
I mean, I saw Adrian Brody last night, the night before. So
where was that?
It was a private dinner.
Okay, name dropper.
So, no, I'm not dropping it because he.
Where was the dinner?
It was in Beverly Hills at my friend's house.
At a friend's house.
She's a Korean lady.
Okay.
Anyway,
so I mean, Adrian Brody's got a certain tendency.
His hair is curly. He's very handsome.
Gotcha.
And I loved the movie.
Right.
He did the movies. He did.
I loved how they used his nose for Bradley Cooper in Maestro.
They did. I think they should. He should get a commission. His nose. But they should Venmo 10% to his nose.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but like I think what do you think about the nose? Like with in Maestro.
I mean, here's the thing. That's first of all, I do it, Bradley. If someone doesn't see in you, then nothing sees in you, and if nothing sees in you, then you can't make music. That was Bradley Cooper in Maestro. But and then yeah,
he feel like he has a dick in his mouth.
But
he did.
The thing that's weird was I feel like Leonard Bernstein's nose wasn't actually that large in real photos I've seen of him. It felt a little more like Jewed up, so to
speak. It's a little jewed up because he...
But no. But I don't have a problem. I mean, Bradley Cooper was great in the movie.
He was great, but his nose is not that small.
Who?
His natural nose.
Bradley?
It's not that small.
Right.
And
nor is his package.
I don't know about his big dick. I don't think he does. But gotcha. He's sober now, so I guess he's...
You think it grows if you don't drink?
Yeah, I think so. Your dick functions better when you don't drink. It lasts longer. Don't ask me how I know it.
I see.
Yeah, I feel
I'll tell you what, the Prime Minister of France certainly does not have a problem there. Thank you.
I think
bonjour.
I think he's fucking everybody.
Who?
I think so. The French.
I see.
Yeah, I think so.
I see.
He's French.
Good to know.
Yeah, he's French.
Good to know.
So what was one of your favorite movies this year?
I loved The Holdovers. That was Paul Giamatti. And I'm so happy that, because he's not only have I been doing him for so long, John Adams was like my favorite miniseries. It was an HBO miniseries. He played John very well. But that movie I thought was phenomenal. I watched Saltburn. It was kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't watch that.
Obviously, like Barbie and Oppenheimer, like those are huge. Mm-hmm. American Fiction. Mm-hmm. I was watching kind of everything because I had to for the awards to know what was going on.
Yeah, you have to be interested in.
Yeah.
Yeah, make them feel special.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I think like when you are a star, you feel special at Starbucks, but then you go to the carpet, everybody's there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Be, like, weird.
That's interesting.
Yeah, everybody's so humble. Yeah. Everybody's so humble.
Yeah.
I want to see like what advice you have to give young comedians. You are such a star, but even though you are young, but you can actually, if somebody's starting up, either in LA or New York, like what would be the first advice you give them if they want to get into comedy?
I mean, look, I'm still figuring it out myself. Like I'm 25, but. The truth, I don't want to sound boring. I feel like I'm so serious right now. I'm just so tired. It's been a whirlwind week.
Yes.
But the truth is like, there's no advice. I mean, you can either do it or you don't. I mean, it's like, this is such a ridiculous level of hustling and obsession that is required to do anything. You have to just get out and do it. No one's going to do it for you. If you're going to wait for other people to do things for you, then you're going to be screwed.
Yep.
You have to create your own opportunities.
Yeah.
Put on your own show, go do a show. It starts with creating your own videos, and that's the only advice.
I bought a club.
Say it again.
I bought a club when I started comedy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, if you want to run jokes stuff, come
that would be
there.
Amazing.
It's
but don't
Melrose.
You agree, though? Like, that's the thing I really love and admire about comedians. They're like, look at this show. I mean, like, you didn't wait to go on a talk show. You made your own show.
Yeah, because nobody wanted to sponsor my show when I started. I self-financed it.
But look
now,
how you're doing now. I mean,
now
like,
it's bigger.
Look at like how you're hustling. Like you had a business card. I remember when I first met you, you gave me a business card.
I did? Oh my God.
You did.
It's so Chinese.
Well, maybe Jewish, but maybe that's how we get along. No, but Chinese and Jews. But no, the truth is like it's a very self-starter thing to do.
Yeah, you have to because
it's very proactive.
It's so difficult.
So the advice, it sucks. My advice is, I mean, it just, you got to hustle and go make
keep doing
shit
it.
Happen.
And people is going to ignore you.
It's very general advice. You know, it's
but
really,
it's very good. It's just like nobody's going to help you until you are undeniably good when you start creating value.
That's
for
right.
Them. And also people that's don't right. want like you unless it's popular to like you. Then everybody's not liking you.
That's true. That's
yeah.
true. No, there's never going to be anyone that everyone likes, but yes.
Yeah. I think Bobby Lee told me something that is very, very profound, which is really nice. He said that he's like, Mincy Shore said that, hey, Bobby, do you know how to make it in Hollywood? You have to make sure half of the people likes you and half of the people hate you.
Oh, that's interesting. She said that?
Yeah, to Bobby, which is nice. I think it makes sense.
That's really interesting.
Make you feel less anxiety because
hopefully it's like 51% that like you. Just get the extra 1% that like
so
a slight majority.
It's so Jewish. Oh my God.
Well, as long as we're talking about the specifics of the contract and the numbers, I would say bump it up to 51. but yeah, no, that's interesting. No, because like anyone that is having success is going to inevitably get people that are commenting negative. I just find it amusing. Like there could be a video of like LeBron dunking, like some amazing spin and like some asshole be like, sucks. Like, I saw some video like some guy goes like, is anybody else really disappointed with the trajectory of Millie Bobby Brown's career? I'm like, she's 19 and just finished the biggest show of like the last decade.
She's 19.
Like shut up. Like what are you talking about?
You're just jerking off.
I know.
In your mom's basement.
And also, even if she was 40, she was just on the biggest show of the past decade. It's like, what's your problem? Relax.
Yeah. Talking about 19 and achieving. Like, do you feel overwhelmed that you are so young and your career is becoming so big now. And it's only going to go up because you are the talent. You write everything. It's you, you know?
No, I mean, it's just every day I'm building. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like every day, every week, it's like, it's just a hustle.
You work so hard. You are young and you work so hard. You are so focused.
Yeah, no, so the overwhelm, it's just like, I'm kind of like locked in. So it's not like one day, like everything is just like flipped, you know, it's not from nothing to like, you're like in fucking Judd Apatow movie, like start, you know what I mean? It's all like incremental stuff.
Yes. I remember last time we were hanging out at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And you came from a show and you're going to go to do something else.
Yeah.
And next day is also fully booked.
Yeah.
I'm always like that. I want to be doing whatever I can to make myself better, to just get better. Even like us talking, we can, you know, we get to communicate and get to connect. And
for sure.
I want to keep working because I'm old, but I start late. I start comedy 4 years ago and I bought a club and I have this accent and I want to do whatever I can. I don't have an accent.
I
love that you can do my impression. I just love it.
Yeah, that'll be a nice clip for my career. That's great. My God.
Yeah, I just feel like there's so many talented people been doing it for so long, you know? Like the least I can do is to get better every day.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So which city you enjoy a lot that is
for comedy?
Surprising for you? Like you think you won't enjoy it and then you get there, you're like, oh my God. For comedy when you're touring.
So I've been doing, but I'm
just went to a little shithole, like a weird place. I talked to you. It's the place in Northern California. I can't even say the name. Also the place that I call like a little asshole is near,
I did a club
Jersey. I don't know what it is. It sounds really bad. Somebody died after that club.
I don't know which one that is.
I forgot.
But no, I've been on the road and I get tickets at mattfriend.com. So that's where you can come see me. But I'm doing a weekend in San Diego.
Nice. Which one?
American Comedy Club.
Nice.
So San Diego, come see me. But last year I did like 14 cities. San Francisco and Denver stood out. I don't know why. I that's the thing that's unexplainable about it. It was just the shows were unbelievable. Oh,
San Francisco. Which one?
I did Cobb's Comedy Club.
Oh, I love Cobb's.
It was like 400 people. It was just packed.
It's my first sold out headlining.
It was unfucking believable.
It's amazing.
And then Denver Comedy Works was unbelievable. I don't know why. I just walked out.
I want to go there actually. Oh my God.
But I did the Bourbon Room here in LA. Mm-hmm. I did City Winery in Chicago. And then New York, I'm doing the Gramercy Theater, which sold out.
Amazing, amazing.
March 2nd, so I'm very excited for that.
When is your San Diego?
The 25th or 27th.
February?
Yeah. This month, January 25th
or 27th.
I'm
going to connect you to Fox News, Fox 5, so you can
I think I'm doing them already.
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you, though.
I've been doing it for a few times.
Amazing.
They are smart to have you.
That'd be fun.
They're lucky
fun
to have you.
I'll do a little Tucker Carlson, probably. So.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, we'll see.
And also the news anchor thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'll be funny.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. So, are you the only child?
I have a brother and a sister. So I'm the baby.
So you are the youngest.
Yeah.
So people just love you.
Say it again.
People just love you. They just adore you.
I think so.
Should I abuse you now?
Right now, let's go. Turn the cameras off.
Okay. What's going on with the hair in the front? Like,
is this a little weird? Yeah. What's happening?
No. It's just like it looked like a tip.
Let me look.
Like your head looked like a penis, and then in the front looked like a tip, like right here.
My hair looks like a penis.
No, your head.
My head looks like a penis.
Yes. And then the hair is...
This is called great hosting skills, ladies and gentlemen.
And the front of your hair look like the tip of the penis.
I'll never forget it. Yeah. I'll never forget when Johnny Carson said to George Orwell, your head looks like a penis. I'm sure your audience likes
that.
Well,
at least it's circumcised. That's right. It's a tip.
Yes.
Exactly. A little bit. Yeah. I didn't abuse you because your life has been too good. You should spend time with my mom, but she likes boys though.
So okay, gotcha.
She's gonna adore you.
I see.
Oh my God, it's awful.
Her and the Prime Minister of France.
I want Angelito to tell us what's happening in the world, and so Matt can comment.
Yeah, please.
All right. The 2024 Miss America, she is the first U.S. Air Force officer that has been crowned. That's active.
That's fucking amazing.
Like, how does she look? Can we see it?
That's like incredible. Sounds like the subject of a future biopic.
I feel like Sandra Bullock in the movie.
Which one?
Like Miss Congeniality.
Okay.
It's too old for you, right?
It's been a while. Way too old for
you.
Yeah.
But you like classic Hollywood movies. But that's funny.
Yeah.
Why would she need to feel like she has a need to become Miss America when she is Air Force?
That
officer?
Is an interesting point. You know what? Why just do it all? You know.
I feel like it's just like.
Also, isn't that amazing? Like, you're defending America, so shouldn't you deserve to
it's
be
like
Miss America?
It's like you fucked Brad Pitt, then you go to like, I want to taste Edward Norton's dick, you know?
I'm not sure I understand the connection there, but I kind of see where
like,
you're going.
Like, you know, like you fucked Brad Pitt for 2 years. You're like, you know what? My life is not complete. I want to get money and give Edward Norton a dick, a blowjob. Like, why would you need it?
I see what's happening here.
You know, you don't really need it.
I see what's happening.
I don't understand. I feel like women are just so insecure.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was Miss China 2014, but it doesn't really mean anything. Now I'm Miss Chinatown. I got old.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Moscow 2028. So
where do you come from?
What do you mean?
Like, grow up.
Chicago.
Oh my God. Are you a Chicago guy?
I'm from Chicago, yeah. Born and raised.
You don't give Chicago vibes.
What do I give New York?
Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like a rich.
Born and raised Chicago,
okay,
baby.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I think she got a title because she's smart, because the hairline is receding. Or is she just being blonde? It's okay. I'm sexist.
Okay.
She's pretty, but she's not Miss World pretty. She's not Miss America pretty.
She looks great.
The bimples in the backs are hotter. Maybe she answered the question right. They have a section to see how smart you are, right?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Let me see the face.
22 years old. Wow.
She's hot. She's pretty, but
she looks fantastic.
Yeah. But she's covering her tits, so let's see. Okay, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she looks
amazing. Oh my God. Okay.
She is stunning, folks.
Oh, stunning. She's a 10.
I agree.
She's a 10.
I agree. What's the next story? This one's elapsed.
Next one is a good one. Next one is a good story.
She's a 10.
Next one.
Give me a second here. Let's see. What do we got?
Oh, there we go. That's interesting.
Okay.
What do we got?
Where do we go?
What do we got, people?
I didn't get a chance to read this one.
We don't have to read. We just go back to what Trump wants. So Trump is definitely the win. Haley and DeSantis.
Well, I will tell you that the win is no question. You have Rob DeSanctimonious, whose polls have dropped like a rock. You have Nikki Haley, who is frankly a nasty witch. She's worse than Pocahontas Warren. And frankly, you see what's happening with Rob, who has no charisma. He's a dead dog. Sure, you can ask Rob what he thinks Ron does.
Well, let me just tell you, Jiang Ying knows that in the free state of Florida, you know, it's up to our people to decide. You know, pronouns should be banned. These woke ideologies, you know, there's porn in the classrooms. It's clear who the choice is. I've been the man that showed up. And when I'm the president, there's going to be a new sheriff in town. So buckle up.
He has that weird smile thing he does. Frightening.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah,
but that'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, obviously, Trump's going to clobber these guys.
So. Yeah, and nobody can really go on the debate with him. He wins every time.
Well, I mean, he lost last year. But, I mean, not last year, the last election.
Yeah, but he wins his
debate. No, the debate, yeah. I'm actually convinced that I think I could handle it.
You can handle him?
I think I could debate Trump.
Because
if I met him, it would be a disaster. Because I know all of his moves. Mm-hmm. So he comes at me. He says, you're a lousy guy who does impressions. It's failed. It doesn't work. I'd say, you know what? You lost in 2016. We all know that. We'd come back. It'd be great. It'd be a beautiful thing we should do. I'd like to debate Trump as Trump. Let's go.
I think he'll win.
Maybe.
Because you're also young. You have energy. And
we'll
then he needs to change his diaper.
We will see. Know? He could be my grandfather.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think he's actually going to like you. And he's going to hire you when to do voiceover campaign for him.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then you are going to sell.
Got to turn that down.
Yeah. You are going to do whatever it takes to get the money. I mean, you are Jewish.
Probably not.
After all.
Yeah. Probably not.
After all.
Right.
I respect who you are.
I see.
I'll do whatever for money. I don't care.
Okay. Zhao Ying will do the Trump voiceovers.
I can't do it.
My hair does look like a penis.
He can deport me. Yeah. It's a nice penis. It's clean. It's circumcised.
Right.
It's Jewish. It's okay. It's clean.
I agree.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I agree.
I just feel like, what was I going to say? I just feel like I want to teach you some Chinese. I know it's...
I would love to learn some Chinese.
Okay.
But I'm worried that you're going to teach me a slang that is for sure going to cancel someone.
Oh, I'll start with... Okay, I will teach you teach Matt how to flirt with a Chinese girl.
Okay.
Like, first of all, like, you see an Asian girl. You have to figure out what kind of Asian she is.
Right.
Okay. You look at this Asian girl. She has good skin.
Right.
That's Korean.
Okay.
You just go there and be like, the Korean lady has the best skin. She'll be like, you can, you know, you get her. And Japanese girl. If it's a Japanese girl, let me think. If you see a girl who's snotty, but also like quiet.
Right.
It's Japanese. The Chinese girl is always like taking selfies. So you know that's Chinese.
Is this in your stand-up?
I don't know. It's just
oh, this is funny.
It's new. Like, the Chinese girl is always.
This is great.
You can't go to a Chinese girl. You can't be like, oh, I like a Chinese girl. You just like no. You just like, I think China has the deepest culture of all Asian countries. You know, like, you know, technically Japanese and Koreans, you know, they are part of China, and she's gonna literally just like give you the dim sum. It's right. Over. You can say hi, beautiful.
Give you the dim sum. Oh my god, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. She said, "美女" means beautiful girl. 美女.
Which one?
美女.
Okay.
美女,你好.
I like that.
Can you say it?
美女. I don't want to say that word.
Beautiful girl.
Scares me.
He's like, I will.
Zhao Ying is just teaching me just like horrific.
Yeah, 你好.
Just like extremely horrible swear words. And just like there's a compilation of just me saying them.
Say,
I have no idea what I'm saying.
Say, 我很帅.
Which one?
I'm very handsome. 我很帅.
I will say pad thai. Keep going.
Also, Chinese is very difficult. You know, like you can't, the tone is different.
Right.
You say 公主 means 公主. Princess.
Okay.
公主.
That sounds like bonjour.
Yeah, 公主 means male pig.
Okay.
So if you're going to tell your girl you are my little princess, if you say it a different tone, it's like you are my little male pig.
Okay, good to know.
That's not going to.
I'm going to take Zhao Ying on a date with me.
Yeah, I will help translate.
Okay, cool.
How to seduce the Asian girl.
Okay, good. Thank you.
So what is the weirdest food you ever ate?
That's a good question. The weirdest food I ever ate? I'm pretty picky.
You're a picky eater because you're the youngest child.
I know, that's interesting.
Do you get away with things? Do you get away being a little pussy?
I guess.
Do they just like, you just think everything you do is cute?
Not anymore.
No.
But the weirdest food, I don't know. Some kind of fish. No, I don't think I've
cow's penis?
No, I would not.
Scorpions?
No chance.
Snake?
Zero. No way.
So what do we?
I got to think about it. I don't
fish?
Know.
What kind of fish?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, it's not weird. Like, oh my God, I don't know. Maybe like bison or some shit. Is that weird?
Ew.
I don't know.
I was in Spain and they have this like little fish look like earthworms and everybody's eating it. It's
ew.
White earth, like tapeworms.
Oh God.
And then it's like some baby fish thing from, it was so disgusting. I'm
yeah,
like, I
thought
we only have disgusting food.
Oh this, God.
Yeah. It's just crazy. It's really crazy.
Crazy.
So are you more like your mom or your dad? What do they, what
I
do
am
they
my
do for
mother. I am that personality. My mother.
So she's does she do impression too?
No, but she's hyper like me and energetic and she's fucking hilarious. I have a lot of her personality.
That's awesome. So your dad is boring?
No, he's more rigid.
Oh.
Rigid, yeah.
So it's worse.
He's intense. Yeah, say it again.
Intense?
Not intense, he's more rigid.
He's like
He's serious. Really funny too though.
Serious. Yeah,
he's a little more serious. Yeah, yeah.
Different kind of.
A little more serious. Funny. Different kind of funny, yeah, for sure. Yeah. How about you?
My father is drunk, so I don't really remember him.
Gotcha.
A lot, but he's funny. He okay. likes to read. He's brilliant, smart. And my mom is very intense, and she just, she's crazy.
Right.
Yeah, she gave me materials. She'll say crazy things to me. What is the worst thing your mom ever said to you that it haunts you forever?
I couldn't tell you.
It's about your dick?
Yeah, that's right. Your dick's too small. No, she, truly, it sounds crazy, but she's the best. She really is.
I need to find out what's wrong
I'm
with
sorry,
you.
Guys. I know
there's no way
you your
be
comments
that funny.
Are going to be all annoying. You know,
I need
oh
to find
my
out.
God, he thinks he's so cool. No,
your
I
mom
love
think
my,
you are cool. You don't
I
think so.
I love my mom. She's the best.
It's like you don't have anybody mean in your life.
Mean in my life? What do you mean?
Like just like hurt your feelings sometimes.
No, I mean, of course. Like there's a certain like. People from childhood or whatever, like kids from school.
Were you bullied in school by somebody?
I don't know if I like overtly bullied, but I always like never really had like a friend group. I always kind of felt like a little different sort of.
Okay,
yeah.
I feel better now.
Yeah, yeah.
You are not popular in school.
More
in school. Let me take this off.
more so.
Okay, why do they hate you? Let's see.
I don't think they do. Yeah.
I mean, you are not popular in school. You are not like the guy everybody wants to hang out with. You're just like, in school.
I would say like more so. No, I don't think that's
because
true.
Because you're just the just cute and good at school, and then you just they just don't want to be next to you because they don't want to feel like nothing is wrong. You do just give the vibe. I'm so happy, sunshine. Let's just enjoy.
I'm sorry,
life.
I'm giving that vibe. I apologize.
In school, right?
I was giving that vibe intentionally, but no, I mean, I don't know. High school is a weird time. Like, everybody's like kind of coming of age, sort of like.
So were you like cute like now in high school, or you just like?
I was like doing Model UN and like student government and tennis and all these different things. So it was kind of all over the place a little bit like that.
So you were very competitive.
Definitely.
You are attention seeking whore.
Go for it. Yeah, for sure. Okay, I am a comedian.
I guess that's
I have to be the center of attention in a room.
Intimidate people.
Say it again.
Intimidate other guys.
You think I intimidate people?
Yeah, because if you are funny, you also are like a. If you also do sports, people don't really.
It's not
like
really
you.
Intentional, yeah, but maybe. Yeah, maybe
but
maybe
you
that's
just
true.
You want because you don't know you suck because your family loved you, so you just full potential, very early on. That's why people hate you, because if you are funny, be ugly, you know,
right?
Be dorky and be funny, you still get pussy. But if you are funny, you also do sports,
right?
Fuck you.
Okay, sorry.
That's why they hate you. Now I found out. It's okay.
I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry they hate you so much.
Just took it's a okay, $75 Uber to do this podcast. Anyways, go ahead.
So, like, do you have a lot of girls who won't date you in high school?
That wouldn't date me?
Why?
No, wait, what was the question?
Do you have a lot of girls who would love to date you in high school?
I wasn't, like, necessarily, like, a big, like, dater in high school. I had, like, a couple, like, fling-type things. But it wasn't, like, having a big... I feel like I'm on Howard Stern, like a full-blown interview right now. I didn't really have any like serious things.
I think you're just very focused on your sports and your just like debate and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
You have an old soul.
I do. How about you?
I was very horny in high school because I'm a poet. I just started like watching all the romantic shows, all the K-drama.
You're a poet, you said.
Yes, I read poetry in classical Chinese.
I didn't know that.
I know. As in dick jokes, I read poetry.
That's amazing.
In classical Chinese, in I Ching, you know, I write, this is like my calligraphy. I write calligraphy.
That's amazing.
Not here with my clothes because I have nice tits. So what I'm trying to say is that I just wasn't popular like you.
Yeah,
and I like, but I started to have romantic feelings. I was a girl, you know, I like pretty boys and hot guys, and they didn't like me. So I just do their homework and read poetry.
Yeah.
But it's hard. In China, it's different. Like in Chicago, you went to like a private school?
I did.
So, it's like people are just like,
how'd you know?
People ask, I can see it from your penis head. So, no, your head is not a penis. It's your hair, little like tuft here.
I know what you mean. I know what you
mean. It's cute.
Thank you.
It's cute. It's a lot longer than for young girls. Yeah, but for only like me, I'm just like, you know.
Yeah, sure.
What I'm saying is like, so in private school in America, the teacher asks you, how do you feel, right? Like, are you okay? Or like a different. Our school is a military base. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, you can't talk to a boy.
Wow.
Like, boys and girls don't sit next to each
Sounds
other.
Sounds like an Orthodox synagogue or
Oh,
something.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, we had to walk behind man.
Wow.
I'm kidding. We don't have
okay,
to do that.
Okay, well, who knows?
Also, do you know why Chinese...
If only the Prime Minister of France could have been the head of your school.
He'd be sniffing your balls all day like a dog.
Pretty much.
I think he will.
Maybe.
What's going on with Hunter? Is he like, I see
the Well, Hunter Biden, he has the crack cocaine problem.
I don't know. I'm not, that is crazy, all that shit with Hunter Biden. You know, like him testifying. And you see that video of that Republican congresswoman? She was like talking about how he's the epitome of white privilege.
He does.
But it was just funny that Republican congresswoman said that. Yeah.
Well, is she white?
Yeah.
So I just, in China, we don't have homeless problems.
Talk to me about that.
You know, if there's a lot of homeless people and the government official coming to visit the city and they disappear overnight.
Oh, interesting.
They're going to be moved into a bus.
Okay.
And we'll have industry cleaning of the streets. Everything be clean. And we send dogs out there to eat all the things left over. And then they would be taken by a bus to a place that's remote and there's nobody can see and they'll be there.
Huh.
And you never see any homeless people. Also, in Asia, like your parents would scoop you off from the street and take you home and choke you.
Okay.
Before you bring shame to them on the
great.
Street. Like people are care about 面子. 面子 is like.
It's no wonder you're a comedian, honestly.
面子 is dignity in Chinese culture.
Right.
Like if your brother is on the street losing your 面子, you know, you do whatever it takes to erase him from losing your face.
Right.
Losing face is what the people in China cannot stand. Like, don't lose face. So people, like, if this person on the street still have a living family member, that family member is going to take that kid or woman, whatever it is, to get him or her clean.
Yeah.
If they don't get clean, they're just going to be locked up until they figure it out. Either they die or they get clean. Right. They can't be on the street, like, wandering around and bring shame to me and my dynasty, you know. Right. It's just not allowed.
Right.
But in America, you have freedom.
Yeah.
And people respect you as a person. It's your choice. But in China, if you are going to be on the street and just shitting on the street, you are a dog. And you need to be taken care of. One way or another.
It's one way or the other, yeah.
Yeah, you just can't do that.
Right.
It's like you get a job. If you are crazy, you know, get locked up. Mm. If you are doing drugs. Yeah, drug laws are so strict. Like, if you do marijuana, you are in prison. You are in prison.
That was Russia, but the Brittany Griner thing was wild.
What's up with her? Well, like, she's back.
She's back. Yeah,
but
yeah.
She's dating a really ugly guy.
No, she's not straight. Brittany Griner.
There's a woman?
Yeah. Brittany Griner is a dating woman. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know. I thought there was a guy.
No, but that was a crazy story. Had a vape pen, I think, right? Isn't that what it was? Was it a vape pen?
Yeah.
Brittany Griner?
It's a vape pen. It's nothing aggressive. It's like low key. Sometimes it's like wild. It's in your luggage.
Can you imagine? That was crazy.
That is crazy.
That situation, yeah.
Yeah.
I only do Zyrtec.
Yeah, I just feel like in China, the drug... I think maybe we should be very strict with drugs. Like, you cannot have cocaine. People are just like, they have so much freedom and they don't know how to use it.
Tell it to Hunter.
I don't know what's wrong with him. Like, yeah. why he keep doing crazy shit? Why can't they just lock him up?
Hunter Biden, I'm truly not well-versed enough in all the details of that.
I just like, just somebody can show him, put him in a room, stop jerking off and taking penis pics everywhere.
Right.
His dick's out all the time.
Yeah, when you have a face like mine, you just naturally have a penis face, apparently. Yeah.
But his dick's out.
Right.
But like, your face is making people laugh. He's just he just have his dick out and just nobody asked for it. Nobody asked for it.
It's true.
I don't understand why he's still like, he just needs to be like washed in a room.
That's interesting.
Like a house arrest.
Okay.
In that room.
Maybe he will be. Who knows?
There's no drugs. There's nothing.
Yeah. I don't like when people comment on things. I don't know enough about the situation.
I'm crazy, so I don't really care.
No, comedians do this too. No, not you, but I'm saying, like, I don't know enough about like what happened. Everybody talks about like Hunter Biden. I just don't really know. I don't fucking know.
He does drugs and his brother is a hero, right? Went to the war.
Yeah, Bo Biden. Yeah. He died.
Bo and Hunter are all dog names.
Yeah, that was sad. Bo and
but like, they would name the dog Major.
The dog names, like a dog.
Yeah, why can't you name your son Major and the Commander?
That's interesting.
They won't be doing drugs.
Isn't Commander the name of Biden's dog?
Yeah, but Commander should be Bo.
But Commander is literally the name of Biden's dog.
He should name that dog Bo. That's a dog name. Commander?
That's so funny.
Sounds like a fucking, I don't know. It sounds like a rocket ship. Like, call
that's
the dog
amazing.
Bo. Bo, come here, Bo. Hunter.
I think actually.
Stop licking your balls, Hunter.
Obama had a dog. Wasn't the dog named Bo? Nah, the White House dog, Bo, I believe.
I can see Obama just like.
I am not sure.
Calling things Bo.
That is true.
So
Jiayin Summers really does a terrific podcast. I am a fan. I appreciate it.
I would love to
and
fuck
thank
Obama,
you so much.
Though.
Really?
Oh, God. Okay. I don't care his own.
The theme
but
of this podcast is.
Michelle is so strong and she's going to fuck me up.
I agree.
That's the only reason why I don't even try. I DM'd Obama.
Did you?
I said, hey, I never had black dicks.
I see.
You said, yes, we can. I was 2019. I was in Kentucky. Barack Obama is like, yes, we can. I'm like, can I have your dick?
Well, how'd that go?
The older is better. I like an old man, you know?
You like that? How much older?
Like Obama, I would fuck him.
Okay.
Because he's tired.
Interesting.
Like, you know, he won't talk to me after sex.
Right.
Like, I don't have time for it. If I want to fuck you, you get it hard, I'll fuck you.
He would finish, he would go, yes, we did. Yes, we did.
And Obama don't care.
That's right.
That's funny. So, before you leave, I'm gonna ask you one more question.
Please.
So, when would you? What would you see you in 5 years? I mean, you know what? You are moving so fucking fast. 2 years.
You know, like just one step at a time. But I mean, I have very big goals.
I like it.
like the dream is a form of a late night show is where I really ultimately want to be. Mm-hmm. Like hosting big award shows is the dream. Everybody says like comedians, it's toxic. But I think there's an element of you have to adjust your material.
You know, have to.
A room is a room, ultimately.
Oh, yeah.
So it, you know what?
Every like, moment is changing.
A room is a room. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a fun room. I mean, it's hard, but you know what? You have to have solid jokes. Like John Mulaney just did it at the Governor's Awards. It was fucking unbelievable. He did a hilarious monologue, but that would be like the dream.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll see you. Hopefully you're going to win a Golden Globe and I host it and I present you the Globe.
And you roast the shit out of me.
That's
you
right.
can do my accent then.
Then I will do it. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I made this Globe in China when I was 5 years old.
Exactly.
That would be funny. I can see you like hosting the Oscar and the roasting everybody doing their accent in the front row.
Oh my God. That would be insane. Yeah. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I would say movies. A lot of movies.
That's amazing.
And really great movies that I would produce and do.
Do you always want to be doing stand-up?
I never knew stand-up is a thing.
But do you want to like get into movies and then stop doing stand-up?
I'll always do stand-up.
Okay, I see. Me too.
I know too. That's where I am alive.
Yeah, yeah.
I can get, it's my high. I'm sober. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. Being on stage.
I agree. Like, it's the fucking best.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Fucking best.
It's the best.
It's the best.
This is the best.
It is. So where can we find you on social media?
Truth Social, Parlor, Pornhub, OnlyFans. No, nice. Instagram at the Matt Friend, TikTok at the Matt Friend, Snapchat Matt Friend.
Nice.
So everywhere. Yeah. Say hey. And thank you. You're so
thank
fun.
Thank you for
Thanks
having,
for having me. Yeah.
Thank you. Let's hang out
You
in
had
New York.
Me. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for, I mean, I'm just trying to be a woman. I'm a submissive Chinese woman.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. There's a woman here. Oh my God. I'm so excited. Are you here for me?
Well, thank you, Jia Ying. What a pleasure.
Awesome. Okay, let's get some photos.
Let's do it. Yeah.